Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks to have me again.
Tell me about what does a key account mean so people understand that?
Key accounts is we have large commercial customers, hospitals, school district, grocery stores, car dealerships, and all those folks. I'm the key account rep, also energy coordinator. And what I do is I'm a one-stop shop for them. They don't have to go to the website. They don't have to call the 800 number. They have my card with a cell phone on it, and so I'm available to them for any kind of city stuff.
So the lights go down at the hospital, they're going to call you, right?
That's right, exactly. It doesn't matter when it is. Yeah.
Well, now, of course, capacity has to be spread out as needed, but you, by key accounts, those are also people who maybe end up being in a primary situation if you do have a major outage. They need to get their power back on and up?
Absolutely, and those kind of folks are usually spread out on our feeders so we can diversify our load. And so any number of feeders are going to have some residential and commercial on it.
So right now you've got some opportunities for people who, as we get more efficient with air conditioning and such, you've got some opportunities that the city makes available.
Right now, the way the weather is, it's all about air conditioning. We want to remind our customers that there's an AC rebate in the event that you find yourself having to replace your AC. It starts out, it's the intent is to replace it with a higher efficiency model. The rebate starts out at $500 for a 15 SEER, 16 SEER 600, 17 SEER 700, 18 above is $800. It's the form is on the website, cstx.gov/energy. And in conjunction with that, we started the connected thermostat rebate in January. And so if you're having your AC replaced and they're replacing the thermostat with a Wi-Fi programmable, then there's an extra $30 of connected thermostat rebate available as well.
Okay, and that's and it's interesting because your counterparts and Brian are running commercials right now talking about those thermostats and take advantage of them if you possibly can. And again, that has to do with your lifestyle, but being able to time that thing, raise it and lower it as your lifestyle designates is helpful sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, the more control you can have, the more energy you can save.
I guess one of the most, I was talking to a friend the other day who's struggling with whether or not to go to a more energy efficient air conditioning unit, and we were discussing that, and I thought about you guys because you probably can help people calculate what that expense is and how long it takes for you to be able to really see the savings if you go to a more efficient air conditioning unit.
The AC installer can, and if it's confusing after that, sure, we can help them out with that. But the AC installers that we work with are really, really good folks, and they're good about almost everybody that's in Bryan College Station has participated in a rebate as a company and installer. So they're pretty good about outlaying the energy savings versus upfront costs.
Sure. So. This is kind of in your wheelhouse, but not necessarily. College Station continues to grow. You've got certain areas where College Station does provide the electricity. What are the big challenges that utility department faces right now as College Station continues to grow to the south?
Growing to the south is we're doing infill out around Tower Point. All that development is infill. Now, some of the development past that is going to be in another service territory.
Sure.
One of our big challenges is the, as we all know, is the Northgate area because of the density and everything's got to be underground. So that's a, you got to be careful where you're going. You got to make sure you got all your locates in. And then, when you're energizing folks, a new project with everybody else around you that's already existing, then that's a little bit of a delicate situation.
You know, 20 years ago, I'm sure you talked to people who were in utilities at College Station and go, well, we don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah. Right.
Now you do, right?
Yeah, it's here.
And if they want some more information about what you guys do, where are you on the website?
We're at cstx.gov/energy. My email address is a little button on there, and so is Brian Henry. Mm. And give us a call about anything. It doesn't have to be about electricity. But I would like to say one other thing. We're in the last throes of the LED project. Mm-hmm. We're down to the last 100 lights, so we're going to knock on wood, and that's been a really good project, and everything's gone really well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.